Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 9th of February, recording at 6:22 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, global stock markets, is it time, perhaps, for some of these markets to experience a bit of a consolidation? That could hardly be surprising, because we've seen pretty good gains over the last fortnight or so. So, a number of markets are overbought on a short-term basis. But I don't think there's a big downside risk at this stage, despite my long-term feeling that we are in a secular bear market on Wall Street, albeit still very much within the predictable medium-term, very good medium-term rally phase that I maintain is in a late stage. And why do I not feel that, against that background, that there might not be quite a risk at this stage, given the short-term overbought condition? And the answer to that is, first, the overall uptrends have been reaffirmed, so I'm not the previous loss of momentum and negative divergences that we have seen have been more than offset. I place great store by Wall Street's lows of last month, and those are not being tested at the moment, for sure. And addition, as a matter of fact, the S&P and the Dow sort of rallied well off those lows, although they haven't done as well as most other stock markets around the world. The leading markets for this cycle that I monitor, I mean, New Zealand's been powering ahead, Australia's paused in the last couple of days, but given them very, very little ground overall. And then of factors that do concern me that I feel will weigh on equities eventually, the oil price, that's hovering around the $45 level, and I don't think anybody's going to panic. In other words, that's sort of in the wings rather than on the stage. It was moving out onto the stage when oil was just underneath that $50 barrel level, that being a psychological level, but back at 45, nobody's going to be too concerned about that as far as the investment managers that are fueling this rally is concerned. The other factor are U.S. interest rates, and I think that's a problem for the future, and my goodness, look at that chart of what's happened after six consecutive interest rate hikes. Now, the only thing I would mention, and I might have put it on the site, but I ran out of time, is that in the past, interest rates were rallying were being lifted from a higher level overall than has been the case this time. So remember, we got down to what must have been about a sort of 45-year low, I think, in terms of U.S. short-term interest rates. But I do feel, and have said repeatedly in these audios, and also in the comment of the day, that rising interest rates have killed off more bull runs than anything else going. And so therefore, the scope for higher interest rates is something that concerns me a great deal. Now, I'm not too concerned about that in the very short term, though, because just watching a very little bit of financial television, that's all I can take, which I usually catch in the morning. I notice that people are now saying that, well, maybe U.S. interest rates aren't going to go up much further, and indeed some of the editorial copy, and Christopher Woods, who I've got a lot of time for, posted a greed and fear comment again here today. I mean, he is saying that he thinks that we're near the end of the upward cycle here for interest rates. I'm not so sure. But I've never felt that there was a case for really aggressive hikes at this stage of what I think is just the early incipient stage of long-term inflationary cycle. And but the short-term point is that with people now really openly questioning whether interest rates are going to have to go up that much further, interest rates are not, say, the worry in the markets that they were say, at the very beginning of January. And reaffirming that view is the strength of that US bond market. And I do think that we won't see a serious shakeout on Wall Street that isn't preceded by some real weakness in the US bond market, and that's just not happening at this stage. So, therefore, I think that we're unlikely to see more than a little bit of a pause in here, and provided none of those factors that I mentioned flare up, they will at some stage. That is a given, I feel, but they're not doing so at the moment. So I'm running with my positions. Thailand and India are up pretty much every day, which is great, or at least the fund positions that I have are up every day, and Thailand has been up every day. So we're getting the, to my relief, we're getting the, but not surprised, we're getting the type of persistent market strength. I'm probably going to jinx Thailand now. It'll probably go down tomorrow, having said this, only joking. But I felt that once the election was out of the way, that really ought to be resolved, to be quite bullish. So far, it's proving to be so. We'll hope for a lot more. In the meantime, then my other position, my leveraged position, I've possibly, well, I definitely, I'm chancing my luck, which hasn't been all that hot in some of the leveraged trades recently, with my additional position in the Japanese stock market. But that's a little bit of a tactical play. I do feel that the next big move in Japan is certainly going to be upwards. Okay, now what else have we got to comment on here? Markets, having talked about a little bit of a consolidation, Asia generally steadier overall. Japan's Nikkei down a tiny bit. Topix, though, I think was up a fraction, and second section was up again, that amazing index. Europe, very modest profit taking. Wall Street getting a little bit of profit taking, but we're only down 27 in the Dow, say 18 in the NASDAQ. Elsewhere, a lot of people are monitoring these currencies very closely because a lot hangs on what happens here. Obviously, not least for the gold market. And I think I mentioned yesterday that, again, on the financial television, that the shift seemed to be that there was pretty much of a consensus that the dollar was going to move higher in the short term. Now, that just adds to my view that this dollar rally is mostly over. But again, I emphasize that we have to see the downward dynamic to indicate that it is over, and that has not happened yet today. We've had more two-way action in here today, as far as the dollar is concerned, and it's softer as I speak, but not a whole lot. I mean, the euro's trading at 128. That's up 39 ticks. The dollar yen's barely changed, with the dollar down 11 ticks at 105.74, and sterling's 33 ticks higher at 185.80. So nothing big happening here, but we saw gold when the dollar gave up a, beg your pardon, when the euro gave up a small rally this morning. In other words, the dollar firmed, and we saw gold dip down to 410.40, but it's come back up and is currently trading at 413.17. Now, again, gold, I've been saying, I can't say that this decline is over until we've seen an upward dynamic. And which I said would really, to be clear, convincing ought to be about $10 or so, which is held through the close, obviously. Now, that certainly hasn't happened yet. Therefore, anybody who looks at this will say no evidence that it has bottom, even though it is coming back into support within its long-term upward trend. But there's nothing to galvanize sentiment in this market. I maintain, though, that gold is in a buying range down here, but I don't know whether the low is going to be at 410, or whether we're going to get an overshoot, which would take it lower, obviously. But we've seen a $45 correction so far, just a fraction over $45 off the high. And I think, as you may recall, I've mentioned before that the 2003 correction was just under $70, and I think the correction in 2004, the big correction, was just over $60. So I don't see any reason why this should be an excessively large correction overall, unless the dollar is just going to keep going straight up, which is not a view I would countenance at this stage. Okay, industrial metals, again, a little bit of a mixed performance there overall, maybe slightly more profit-taking than gains. So a quiet day in markets. That won't last long, that's for sure. Meanwhile, all the best to you.